hey, Bossy Rossi, cool idea to have us stay out until midnight and then come in and do a morning show today.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, I got some good news and I got some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Let's go with the bad news, Dave. You sound great today, by the way.
I feel great today. Yeah. Thank you for noticing.
We all look great today.
You look great.
Yeah.
Can we have a show-mandated nap at some point during the program today?
Yes, please.
Do it all over again.
All right, some bad news to get things going. Deputies say an employee from a restaurant called them to report that a staff had kicked out a man, later identified as an individual that maybe had a little bit too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 minutes later, an employee from the Publix called 911 to report that a silver car was being driven in circles in the parking lot.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. A deputy who arrived at the scene said that the man was trying to drive out of the parking lot, but then made a U-turn and eventually parked when he saw the patrol car. Wait a minute, there's a cop. Let me just quietly park. They'll never notice me.
Nonchalant U-turn.
The guy's eyes, a little bloodshot, a little glassy, smelled of booze. According to the affidavit, he was also unable to stand without swaying and unable to maintain balance. He stated that he loved the police officer when she approached him over and over and over again, according to the arrest report.
Love at first sight is a thing.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened.
He also went number one all over himself.
Because he was so in love.
Yes.
Couldn't control his bowels.
God, I'm so in love with you.
Agreed to a field sobriety test, which determined that he was way too drunk to be driving.
Love drunk.
He was charged with a DUI, his second offense, and then refused to submit to a breathalyser after he'd gone through that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, super duper. So, some bad news for him. Turns out he was actually a doctor in the state of Florida. And,
oh my God.
Now he's facing a litany of charges and some bad news for him.
But we don't know how drunk he was because he refused the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
We do know that he failed the field sobriety test, though, so that would be enough to... It's like you have to figure it out one way or the other. Either you refuse everything, right?
Yeah.
Or you do everything.
One or the other.
Don't do half of it and then not the other half.
Because that's just as good as not doing anything.
And what if that was your doctor? You read the story like,
depends on what kind of doctor he is, you know?
Yeah.
Is he my, like, I got to go get the kaleidoscope thing?
The kaleidoscope thing.
Yeah, whatever.
The kaleidoscope.
That's
looking at different colors.
Like when you turn 40?
That's not a kaleidoscope,
my friend. There's a scope of some sort.
A kaleidoscope is the thing that you look at when you're a kid.
Yeah, and you have, like, different colors. Yeah.
You just turn it and it looks...
I
suppose.
Is that what they do down there?
No.
Some good news today.
Okay.
I don't believe it, but turns out that actually somebody is a good Samaritan. The owner of the Saints, Gail Benson, surprised 400-plus people by paying off their Walmart layaway orders.
Weren't you saying yesterday that you thought that all of these Walmart layaway payments were a hoax?
Yes, and I think that this one is a hoax as well.
How is this owner of the Saints?
She may own the New Orleans Saints, but as we all well know, the New Orleans Saints are documented cheaters.
So
this is
team.
Obviously not a real thing, but she recently paid off 408 orders at a store totaling nearly $100,000.
How exactly did the New Orleans Saints cheat?
You don't remember the whole thing where Sean Payton?
Bounty Gate?
Oh, yes.
That's not cheating.
Oh, yeah. You know, they were also like filming other teams and spying on them.
Who doesn't employ some covert operations here and there around the NFL, Dave? All I know is that this is a lovely gesture from an owner of an NFL team that's going to help out a lot of people this holiday season.
Only a few people have actually found out that their orders have been paid off when they have come into the store. At this point, though, I'm sure that word will quickly spread, considering that Walmart is screaming it from the rooftops. If you put something on layaway at Walmart, it'll likely get paid off by some secret Santa Claus.
I mean, the chances of it getting paid off aren't really that high. I'll give you that. But it's a nice gesture, nevertheless.
Do you know where we haven't heard about anyone getting their layaway paid off at?
Where is that?
Target.
Do you even know if Target has a layaway?
I don't, as a matter of fact.
You want to take this to the Google right now?
Let's Google.
Does
we're gonna have to Google.
Target have layaway? Target does not offer layaway.
Aha!
So that is why. Yeah. At least according to the
Catch
first
the
thing.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
They actually may, but that's what Qora, whatever the first result comes up on. Google.
Quora?
Q-U-O-R-A? Quora?
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 Like, I know we're all still drunk from last night, but, like, what are the further results here? Like,
it just says...
Does it have layaway or not?
The first thing
I know
says
the first
no.
thing doesn't, but what else?
I'm not looking at anything else.
He just wants an answer that
TJ
says yes.
TJ Maxx and Marshalls do layaway.
Oh, okay.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Sylvia. So, question for you. Say that you had no plans made for the holidays. Say that you were just going to be alone. Dave, Mahoney, and Ian each invite you to their hometown for the holidays, all expenses paid. Which one of them would you choose to go back home with?
Message deleted.
Ooh.
Oh. I would say Mahoney.
Gross.
Why? There's like less people. Didn't you say like you don't really have like family?
Yeah, how boring. Like he doesn't have any siblings. He doesn't have any friends. Nobody likes him.
No, it's good. It'll be quiet.
It'd just be the two of you sitting there. Awkwardly staring at each other, be like, "You want to get something to eat?"
Yeah, and then we would say, "Yes."
You're gonna be like, "Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna go eat. Yeah. We're gonna tear it up."
We just ate. What do you want to do now? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you
go eat some more?
Let's go eat some more.
That's what we do during the holidays. That's what brings people together, Dave.
Food.
Yeah, that's what the holidays are all about.
Ian would be a blast to go back to his hometown with in Wisconsin.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I get nervous going out there. Just because.
Why?
Same thing. Too many people.
Well, hang on. You go talk to hookers on street corners, meth heads in the sketchiest part of town. You actively seek out weird people that are doing weird things in one of the weirdest cities in the country, and you get nervous going to Wisconsin to see your family?
Drunk Wisconsinites. That's a whole different breed, Dave.
All right.
That's all I'm
saying.
Especially
around the holidays.
Especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
You travel back occasionally to see your parents for Christmas or Thanksgiving and whatever.
Yeah.
But do you see, like, you know, you got a big family, so I don't imagine you spend... Do you see friends from, like, high school and stuff back when you go home?
Yeah, sometimes.
How, like, it just feels sad when
I was actually talking to Ian about this last night. It's so great because living in Las Vegas, it's expensive to go out. It's expensive to drink, everything else. You know, it's $20 a drink everywhere you go.
We were at some casinos last night buying...
You buy a round and it's like
Corona,
$180. You go back home, you buy a round of shots and a round of drinks for everyone, all of your friends, and it's $31.
With tip.
So you're like a baller over
there. Yeah, you're like, I am the richest man alive!
Oh my God, did you hear Dave Farah how rich he is?
Yeah, he had a crisp $100 bill and he spent it all.
Oh my God. He's wasting his money.
I don't know, man. That's the best part of going home.
The cheaper cheap price. Drinks. Yeah, no, I agree with that, but just hate seeing people.
Yeah, no, that part sucks, but cheap drinks is pretty cool.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, how rude. I say Merry Christmas to you guys, and all you can say is why can't we have normal friends? I am a normal friend, just like a Mahoney. He's the weird one. And Sylvia, with the big feet. It's all right. Dave. Jeez. Bah humbug.
Message deleted.
I mean, we appreciate you wishing us Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And, you know, getting us ready for this festive holiday season that we're all engaging in right now.
Why do I feel like that was collectively all of my friends from high school that I didn't want to see when I went home?
And then you get that message on Facebook if you post anything about
being
there.
You're in town?
Why did you say anything?
Why'd you hit me up, bro?
Thanks for telling me.
Because I haven't liked you in years. In fact, I've never liked you.
I used to get like 10, 15 years ago when I first moved here and like a friend would come to town and they wouldn't hit me up and tell me they were in town. I would be kind of like, oh, man. Like,
you'd be a little bit hurt, right?
Yeah, I mean, but now I'm like, please don't. Please
like,
don't.
Thank God. You see someone's like just living it up in Las Vegas and they don't hit you up. You're like...
because
you
they just
wanna wisely.
They wanted like want you to take them to the strip and
let's go rage. You're like it's 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Let's not.
Cool. Let's pump those brakes.
Enjoy the
head.
Rio by yourself, bro.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, Mahoney, you don't want me to come clean your trash cans for $10? You want to use some fancy company? I get it.
But how about for $10, I come over, sing you some Christmas songs, huh? Here's a little sample.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Huh? Eh? Picture that angel voice, shirtless. Nah? Happy holidays, big boy. And let me know.
Message deleted.
Sold.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Not bad. I would like to outbid you $20 to
Don't
come
you
over.
Raise my
I got 30.
$20. $30?
$30.
All right, $30. $30 going once. $30 going twice. Sold to Sylvia.
Hey.
She's going to be shirtless singing us Christmas tunes for $30.
Oh.
What?
No, that's not, no.
Oh, that's not what you're
no,
offering?
No, no, no. It's
oh.
a guy.
Oh.
You sing, right?
Silly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A duet, perhaps?
Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So, more bad news for old Facebook, which kind of makes me happy because I'm rooting against Facebook. I want Facebook to fail.
Me too.
I want it to go away. I'm literally on Facebook right now, and I want it to go away. I hate it.
Aren't you, like, kind of helping it stick around?
A politician has released 250 pages of emails which reveal that Facebook wanted to charge companies $250,000 per year for access to their users' data, which is pretty awesome, right? So you upload all of your information to Facebook, all of your pictures, all of your likes,
contacts,
all of your dislikes, everything
phone
else.
Numbers.
Yeah, and Facebook is out here selling it to companies for $250,000 a pop.
Like, think about that.
Super.
Like, you know, you don't think about that when you go using your contacts to find people, you know, like 10 years ago, whenever that first became an option. Then, you know, you think about it later on. Oh, it's them getting all the names of everybody in my phone.
Their phone numbers, all of the information.
That, yes,
yeah.
The addresses, dirty. All of that. It's just the, you know, I know the internet is still kind of a relatively quote-unquote new thing to, like, in the grand scheme of things, like the world. But the politicians really have to step up and start regulating it better. Like Google, Facebook, all of them are scary as hell.
It's getting to the point almost where Google and Facebook and everything else that you just mentioned are more powerful
than the government.
Than the government and the politicians.
Because they
know way more.
They
than
know
that.
Everything
yes.
about every politician ever.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Even when you're searching, like, if you're searching, like, anonymously, or if you're in incognito mode, or if you're doing any of that stuff, it doesn't matter. They just did a study that Google doesn't matter, like, if you got a profile logged in to Chrome or your Gmail.
Yeah.
They assign it to your IP.
Yeah.
So they can track you at home, even if you're trying to stay anonymous or you
so
don't
even
want
if
that.
You Google incognito butt plug, they still know.
Dang it.
Yep. Sorry, Sylvia.
Man,
here
how embarrassing.
Are the,
well, they know what you've bought off of Amazon and every other.
See, that's
sure
super scary.
Yeah. Every time that you search something, which is basically a stream of your consciousness, they know about it. Here are the most popular apps of the year. Spotify came in at number 10. Gmail came in at number 9. Google Maps, number 8.
Yeah.
Netflix, number 7.
Okay.
Which seems kind of high for an iPhone app. I don't know.
Do you? No, there's a lot of people. We're not that target demo, but a lot of millennials and younger people watch Netflix on their phones.
On their phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like, were.
I never
waiting
do
on the bus or something.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
At
in
college,
class,
yeah,
whatever, you know, it's even if you're just in your bed and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to turn on the TV.
Bitmoji came in at number 6.
What is
it's still a thing?
Or is that those
it's,
stupid?
Yeah.
What is Bitmoji?
It's like those cartoon avatars that
the
model yourself.
That like came in above Google Maps, Gmail,
yeah.
and Netflix.
Because it has like those little like, oh, good job or thanks or.
Jesus.
Yeah. I didn't know that was still a thing.
I didn't know that was
well,
a thing either.
Number 6 on the list.
Okay.
Facebook was number 5. Facebook Messenger was number 4.
Screw you for that also,
yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Snapchat was number 3, which Snapchat has seemingly been going down in flames.
That is still a thing.
Instagram number 2, not a big surprise there.
And what, Twitter?
No. Twitter's not even in the top 10.
What
and
is
Facebook
what
emoji
is
number 6. And Twitter is not in the top 10. YouTube is number 1.
Wow.
Because watching YouTube through a browser is awful.
Yeah.
on
your
phone.
Well, even watching it through the app kind of sucks,
it's,
too.
But it's much better through the app than it is on the browser. So YouTube number one above Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook,
I would think,
and the ever-popular Bitmoji.
I would think that you would switch Instagram and YouTube. Instagram should be number one.
I mean, that's what we use probably more often than anything else. But looking at Snapchat, you know, because you said it's going down in flames. At the beginning of the year, back in February, Snapchat's price for their stock peaked this year at $20.42 a share.
Okay.
It is currently selling at $6.50 a share. So that ain't good.
That is not good.
Hopefully I actually thought that's one of those ones, like in 2017, I'm like, you know, I know everybody's using Snapchat, but it just fell off a cliff.
Yeah,
you know, with the user base and everything else. I think Instagram, when they put
Instagram
in
with the stories, and even Facebook with their stories.
Is that when it like kind of like started to go downhill?
That was the unique part about Snapchat, right? Is the stories, and then Instagram just came in and swooped it up.
Facebook stories is the worst, though.
I hate Facebook stories.
I've never used it.
Like, I get mad when I accidentally click on somebody's Facebook story, and I'm like, man, they're going to think I'm watching their Facebook story now.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing posting a story to Facebook anyway? This is garbage.
Stupid. Instagram.
So this is good news. A California property developer by the name of Karen Kramer had her apartment listed, and you know, it's an expensive apartment in California, listed for $1 million.
Wow.
Took it off the market, actually rejected a couple of full price offers because she wanted to be able to use her apartment to house people that were misplaced by the California fires.
That's awesome.
So $1 million apartment, she said, I'm not worried about selling it right now. Two bedroom, two bathroom apartment. Came with all the furniture in it, and she said, let's just give it to people that need it right now as opposed to trying to sell it, which is a pretty big move when you're talking about $1 million apartment.
Yeah.
I love hearing stories like that. You know, the wildfires, I don't think they got enough. I don't think that enough people paid attention to how many structures were actually destroyed.
The whole town of Paradise in California was just
thousands
wiped out.
Thousands and thousands of houses, you know, tens of thousands of families. It really horrible. You know, and you don't even see it in the news anymore.
And finally, this is actually a pretty big medical breakthrough. They're saying that pig hearts may soon be able to be transplanted into terminally ill people to cure their life-threatening conditions.
Really?
So German researchers stunned the medical and scientific world by giving a baboon a pig's heart, and it kept the animal alive for 195 days.
Okay.
And
that's
so
a start.
You think about the people that need new organs and how long the wait is for a lot of those people. This is a potentially enormous medical breakthrough.
I wonder how far out, I mean, we are from growing organs like hearts and lungs in labs.
Well,
do you think we'll see that in our lifetime?
Well, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Optimistically, I say yes. And then I see a report that says Bitmoji was the sixth most popular app. And I'm like, you know what? We're a ways off.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Karen is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Karen, as you know, Mahoney likes to accuse me of spreading fake news when all I do is be a pinnacle of the truth here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Doesn't that sound like something a liar would say to you, Karen? Somebody who is spreading fake news across this land.
All right, so here's how this game works. I've got three stories for you. Two are absolutely true. One is not, although really in reality, none of these should be true, but they are, unfortunately. You're trying to figure out which one is fake news, okay?
Okay.
Feel free to talk this out as we go. Here is story number one. Gaston County resident Jasper Smith, 62, was arrested yesterday on felony charges of manufacturing and distributing homemade energy drinks containing methamphetamine.
Oh, boy. Mm.
The Gaston County Drug Force showed up at his tree fort. Yes, he lives in a 200-square-foot tree fort on his brother's property to find him only wearing an adult diaper and reading a porn magazine. Police seized approximately 25 2-liter bottles of his energy drink found in a cinder block pump on the property. The bottles tested positive for methamphetamine. Mm-hmm. Customers would come to his tree fort to buy the energy drinks for about $20 a bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that is story number one.
About the price of two Red Bulls.
Yeah.
At this point. Wonder has which has less calories?
That is story number one. We'll call that one Tree Fort.
Okay.
Story number two. A man blames his cat for 1,000 illegal downloads of inappropriate images of children.
Oh, my.
Keith Griffin of Jensen Beach is charged with 10 counts of possession of inappropriate images. More than 1,000 images were found on his home computer. Griffin told investigators that his cat jumped on the computer keyboard while he was just simply downloading music.
Okay.
Oh. You got it?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He said he left the room and then he came back and found strange things on his computer when he returned. Well, the police didn't buy his stupid story. They locked him up. He is held on $250,000 bond in the Martin County Jail. We'll call that one Kitty Cat.
Yeah. Oh, that is disturbing.
That is more than a little disturbing. And last but not least, the art of ninjutsu does not discriminate against age, as evidenced by the arrest of a 74-year-old man who has been suspected of being an incredibly prolific thief dressed as a ninja. The so-called ninja has carried out more than 250 break-ins and has been charged with thefts that are estimated to be worth 30 million yen. Police were surprised when they actually caught the guy who's been at this for 8 years that he was such an older guy because they expected somebody in the prime of their youth. The thief, after being arrested, alluded to retirement from being a ninja, confidently saying, "If I were younger, I wouldn't have been caught. I'll quit now as I'm 74 years old, and that is old enough."
30 million yen, just for some perspective, in dollars is $266,000. So over a quarter of $1 million, they're saying this old-ass ninja stole.
We'll call that one ninja. So we have the treehouse, we have the cat, and we have the ninja. Karen, which one sounds the most fake to you? Because all of them sound ridiculous, right?
Enough to be true, yeah.
Well, I think the second one, I mean, some creepy weirdos out there will try to blame any animal they have, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think blame the dog, you know.
A golden retriever would never do that.
All right, so you're saying that you think that that number two, the cat one, is true.
Yeah.
Which I'll go ahead and tell you is correct. So now you have a 50-50 shot. It comes down to the ninja or the tree fort.
I mean, if a guy is selling meth in his diaper in his brother's property, I think I'll go with the old man as being the fake one.
Are you sure about
that? Is that in Japan?
Yeah, yen. Yeah. That is in Japan.
Okay. Did you just ask me if I was sure?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. Dave does not share that with me and Sylvia. No. So I don't know. Do you think meth buyers would be more discriminating, though, if their dealer was wearing diapers or not?
In a tree fort reading a porn magazine? I don't know.
That seems like it could happen, though.
But, I mean, a 74-year-old ninja is also ridiculous, right? So, I mean, Karen, I think that you're...
Oh, no.
What do you think?
I think the 74-year-old ninja might be the fake news.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. The first one, the treehouse, is a fake news.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Stunningly, you are correct. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever
keep you down. You're the best around.
The treehouse one was fake.
Okay.
There's not a guy in a treehouse wearing a diaper reading porn.
I think that was a giveaway. Treehouse.
Sounds like it's plausible, though.
But I do like that you got it wrong.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Depending on what side of the fence you fall on here, this is either really inconvenient or quite convenient.
Okay.
A high-speed chase ended when a driver crashed into the sheriff's office.
Okay, I can see what you're saying.
Was it like a mobile sheriff's office?
You suck, man. Like,
the
Jesus.
One place?
Just the worst. Williamsburg County deputies say that one suspect is in custody after leading officers on a chase when the driver crashed directly into the sheriff's office building.
Hell yeah.
The building did sustain some damage, but no one was injured in the incident. Deputies have not publicly identified the person in custody, but he is definitely in custody.
Well,
God, of all the buildings.
He doesn't have any choice.
Can you imagine being at that point in your life where you're getting pulled over, you're like, I'm going to run. And you take off, and you end up crashing into the sheriff's building. And you're like...
Had to be intentional, right? You think?
You think he just
no,
wanted to get
caught?
No, I
don't think it was,
he
man.
He didn't want to take that long ride in the back of the car. Nobody wants to sit behind in
handcuffs
a back seat.
Handcuffs are tight. Yeah, you
don't
want to...
With your hands behind your back in
sure.
the back of
maybe,
a tight-ass cop
right.
seat. Yeah.
Maybe you're right. A Florida man with 650 grams of pot was selling drugs to buy Christmas presents, according to the Florida man. Police say that they spotted the white Chevrolet. The 35-year-old man by the name of James Robinson was sitting in it. And when the cops approached the white Chevrolet, he slouched down in an attempt to hide himself from their view.
No.
Pulled the old Van Halen, gonna reach back in between the seats and ease on back.
Just slowly starts to lower himself backwards.
If you're wondering what 650 grams is, because, you know, grams to pounds is tricky.
Uh-huh.
That's about 1.4 pounds.
Okay.
That's a lot of, like,
a lot of weed.
If you've never seen a pound of weed, that's
weed does not weigh a lot, so
no.
A pound of weed is a lot
hefty,
of weed.
Yeah.
Well, so,
but he had it very, very stealthily hidden between his legs. They said, sir, can you please step out of the vehicle? When he did, they found 650 grams of marijuana that was divvied up into plastic sandwich bags, a digital scale, a metal grinder, two flip phones.
Flip phones.
Two burners.
Oh,
more,
dang.
More than $4,800 in cash and his iPhone X.
So, Ian, let me ask you this. Back in the day when you were buying weed. When it wasn't legal in Nevada and all across the, you know, several other states here in the United States, why did it always come in little tiny, like, awful sandwich baggies? Why didn't they ever use, like, a Glad Ziploc? It was always the worst.
It was always the ones that you have to, like, fold over.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Those are horrible.
Flimsy, and then, like, they had, like, the bat symbol on them sometimes, too.
You're,
it's like,
invest
no.
in the good bags, man.
Some Ziploc.
Right.
Now.
Are you... The man's wife arrived on the scene while he was being taken into custody, and he told her, no, baby, I was only selling marijuana so that way we can buy Christmas gifts for our kids. She didn't buy it either. He was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana with intent to sell within 1,000 feet of a daycare. Super duper.
So he verbally said, I'm selling this. He couldn't even,
he didn't
like-
even tell the cops that. He told his wife that
and
because she was yelling at him.
Even his wife didn't like buy
like,
it. That's
whatever,
horrible.
Loser.
It's like, no, that's all my weed, man, because you're going to get way less of a sentence if that's the case.
Got two more for you. 59-year-old guy by the name of Jethro, Earl Jethro of Louisiana.
Earl Jethro.
My name is Earl Jethro. 59 years old
like
from Louisiana.
Country artist.
I feel like that's how he would talk.
I feel like it's like that. Was that the name of Bradley Cooper's character in A Star is Born? I'm Earl Jethro. He walked into a Popeyes on Friday, ordered a meal, and then took issue because he did not get enough condiments from the employees.
If they didn't give enough butter for them biscuits, we got a problem.
So he did what any reasonable person would do. He chucked his chicken across the counter, pulled out a pistol from his waistband, and threatened to murder the manager.
Popeyes, condiments, no joke, Dave. Man his butter.
They say that Earl Jethro smelled of alcohol and was unsteady on his feet. He was arrested and charged with the offenses, including aggravated assault with a firearm.
Tell me you have never, like, when you go to Taco Bell and they don't give you enough packets for your tacos.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be a one-to-one ratio.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And if there is, they're short.
Have you ever gotten so mad that you've turned into Earl Jethro?
No. No. I mean, I've been angry at home. I was angry last night.
You're Earl Jethro?
Because I hadn't eaten most of the day, and so I was, like, eating tacos and... You know,
after Holiday Havoc,
yeah, after our, you know,
man.
A big concert,
you're drunk.
My fiance was not super happy with me because
Earl Jethro wants to enjoy his tacos.
Then
you
I started
leave me alone, baby.
I don't know why I started talking politics.
Oh god.
Earl Jethro.
This is Earl Jethro.
These are
my thoughts on politics.
Hello, I'd like to order 65 tacos, please. What's the name for the order, Earl Jethro?
Go to Starbucks. Earl Jethro.
So, this guy's name is Richard Chase. He's 52, but I'm going to call him Dick Chase. Because he has been charged with indecent exposure, attempted assault, and resisting arrest. Police say that they were called to a hotel in New Hampshire about 10:30 on Friday night after somebody reported that...
What did he do?
That naked Dick Chase was knocking on guest doors. Officers arrived, and they found Chase in the parking lot... and then they had to give chase to Naked Dick Chase.
Did they catch Dick?
They shot him with a taser.
No!
You tased Dick Chase.
Poor Dick Chase. Oh, no.
Yeah, they said that he was combative when they first approached him. And so Naked Dick Chase took off running.
They slapped the cuffs on old Dick Chase?
They sure
slapped
did.
Something.
Earl Jethro.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What an unfortunate name, man. I mean, or maybe it was your destiny.
Preordained, man. Yeah, man. You can't escape that fate.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney got a recommendation from Ian for a restaurant, and it has created quite the rift here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Yeah, I don't know if I like Mahoney anymore.
I trusted you, and you betrayed me.
Ian recommended a restaurant to Mahoney, and Mahoney obviously takes his food quite seriously.
Oh, he does.
Very serious.
And you went there. And
I did. I took a friend there.
Oh, you took a friend.
I did.
Oh,
we had a guest
show. That's his mistake.
And so I had to, I was making it up to another guest who was here.
Right.
Who was supposed to be there during that. So I took them out to this place.
A way to treat them, if you will.
I thought I was going to be treated because Ian had given it the highest of praise, saying it's one of the best burgers he's ever eaten in his life.
And it tasted like booty, you say?
Straight booty.
Straight booty.
Straight, not just booty.
Straight booty, Dave.
I disagree. I had no hint of booty in my burger whatsoever. I thought it was amazing.
Well, the question that we have for you today, and you can text us at 73100, hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney, is what is the worst recommendation that you've ever gotten? Cynthia here on Facebook said, I was told to go to college. I was told to get my master's. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. I now make $38,000 a year, and I am $150,000 in debt.
Wow.
Ouch.
What did you get?
What did you get your master's in?
What did you get your master's in?
She did not tell us what she got her master's in, but I would say that if you're making $38,000 a year, you're $150,000 in debt. That's rough, man.
Is that social work? Rough. I mean, that sounds like social work, right? So if you're doing that, you're doing the Lord's work.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ,
that's a compensation.
Tanya said, my dad pushed me to buy a PT Cruiser.
Oh, no. Done.
She added was $5,000 that I put into easily double that in the first year. 2 months in, the transmission melted. Never again.
What?
I don't think it gets better than talking to buy a PT Cruiser.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, man, I love that so much.
You need to divorce your dad.
Immediately.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If you think I'm playing around about this whole, rift between Mahoney and Ian when it comes to Ian making a recommendation for a restaurant that Mahoney hated, I'm not playing. Mahoney's obviously serious about this, but I was hanging out with Ian last night, and he was having some drinks, obviously.
Yeah, a couple.
And, no, I mean, by a couple, you mean about 40.
Ish, yeah.
And as Ian got progressively drunker, he got more and more angry, and that's the only thing that he talked about throughout the entire night. He's like, I'm going to give Mahoney a piece of my mind tomorrow on the show.
I'm very upset because I like to give good recommendations.
Everyone loves to give good recommendations, right? Like when you recommend something to somebody and they go there, they're like, oh my God, thank you for turning me on to this. That's the best thing
you
in the world.
You want to be responsible for introducing something.
Exactly. And I love Ian as a guy, but I'm done taking.
As a guy.
As a guy.
How
am I supposed to take that?
But I can't take food recommendations from you anymore.
Oh, that was it.
The one and done.
Oh my.
That was so bad that I could not, I can't even.
You are so
fathom.
Dramatic. You
Ask
really
my
are.
Buddy who was
you
with
are
me.
So dramatic.
I am not dramatic.
How dare you?
You know what? And Mahoney, I just want to let you know this. You know that place we go sometimes for steak burgers?
Yeah.
I don't really like it that much. Oh, hey, Mahoney. Wait. Hey, Mahoney, you know that jerky you got me the other day?
Yeah.
When we went to go get those Mega Million tickets?
Yeah.
I didn't really like it that much.
That's okay.
You told me it was so good.
It was good.
It wasn't really that good.
Yeah, it was great.
No, it's not.
Oh, I don't care about it.
You don't see me shaming you for the recommendation. Jesus. I'm a nice guy.
You're just lashing out.
I appreciate that you appreciate things.
This is
why don't you appreciate
that? You feel attention.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Quick follow-up on
I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just telling you.
Oh, whatever. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm doing this for your own good. And this is much like
you cut him deep, all right?
Well, this is like, so look at Ian and look at me.
Yes.
Body types, drastically different. It's like taking it's like a skinny chef. You don't trust a skinny chef. You don't trust food recommendations from a skinny guy.
You're the food guy.
I'm the food guy.
No question about it.
That's right.
All right, don't worry.
Quick follow up here from Tanya on the PT Cruiser. The worst part, other than the $5,000 I paid for it and having to put more than $10,000 into it and the transmission melting, I sold my first car, which is a 94 Camaro T-top, for something more trustworthy.
No.
People are all over this PT Cruiser thing. Funny thing is that the PT Cruiser was my favorite car as a kid. Somebody just texted us. Thank God that didn't carry over into adulthood.
I mean, if you're Sylvia, you're getting ready to go out on a date. You met him on some social media site or whatever. You don't know what he drives. He comes over to pick you up. He's driving a sweet ass PT Cruiser with
flames
wood,
on the side.
Wood paneling.
Oh,
wood
siding. Fake wood paneling. Yeah.
I think it'd be a one and done date.
How sexy is that?
No.
A one and done date.
Maybe so one and done.
You'd like, still go on the date.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Don't go to any place Ian recommends.
See, it turns around. It's still a job.
DC here on Twitter said, yet got a recommendation for this hot new sushi spot in town.
Oh, no. How'd that end?
Poop for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Maybe it was hot something.
When it comes to investment advice, I got suckered into those penny stocks. Do you remember those back in the day? That was kind of like Bitcoin before Bitcoin. Yeah. Like everyone's like, oh, my God, I put my money in and it quadrupled. Now if I just put more money in, it'll quadruple as well. And then all of a sudden it all goes away. I invested my only $15,000 that I'd been saving since I was a kid. So like you amass $15,000.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot
save.
Of money,
yeah.
Right? Over the years, you saved
$15,000
since you were a kid. Lost it all.
How about this one? Worst recommendation, The Greatest Showman, more like High School Musical, Hugh Jackman edition.
Oh, come on. The Greatest Showman was a fine
film. Did you see it? Yeah. You didn't. Really? Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
You gave me some bad recommendations.
Oh, you're going to turn on me.
No.
What are you doing, Mahoney?
You're going to turn on me. What did I recommend to you?
You're gonna agree with me when I point this one out.
What?
So when we lived down in Houston.
Uh-huh.
The realtor you gave us, you turned me on to, was the worst realtor of all time.
Yeah, I know. She's pretty bad.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I mean, she was nice.
She was super nice.
I had a house on the market for like 2 years. Still haven't sold it.
Oh, God.
If you want to buy a house in Houston.
Yeah, hit me up.
It's a very nice house. Beautiful house.
Yeah, it's a lovely house.
You got good taste there. Good taste there.
Thanks.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
A recommendation that you thought was gospel when you first heard it. You were all excited to try whatever was recommended to you, and it turned out to be hot garbage. This one just came in. Text at 73100. Gave into the White Castle / Chick-fil-A hype. Both were bad. Ian, I'll try your butt burgers, LOL. Whoop, whoop.
Booty burgers.
White Castle is a special type of food. It's not good when you are sober, but if you are drunk and you live in a town where you don't have a ton of 24-hour options, which in our youth, there weren't a lot of 24-hour options.
Right.
White Castle was kind of the place.
And Taco Bell came in and kind of swooped that up over the years.
A little bit. Yeah, stayed open late.
Yeah.
But I've never had bad Chick-fil-A. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah,
there's a couple
places.
I've eaten Chick-fil-A all across the country and a lot of it, and I've never had bad Chick-fil-A.
Each time it's really yummy.
I don't buy into the Whataburger hype. When we lived in Texas, I was never into it.
Way overhyped.
Way overhyped.
The best thing about Whataburger is their spicy ketchup.
Also,
and if that's your best thing, in my opinion,
and not the burger.
I mean, the spicy ketchup was a game changer.
Yeah.
But you could buy it. You could just buy spicy ketchup now.
They also try to be funny on Twitter, and I don't like brands that try to be funny on Twitter that aren't funny on Twitter.
Were they trying to be like Wendy's?
Wendy's is funny on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Golden Knights are funny on Twitter. Like when other teams try to be funny on Twitter, like the Golden Knights, it doesn't
comes out,
work.
It just well, comes reason, out like forced.
The reason why the Golden Knights Twitter is so good is because they didn't hire a social media person. They hired an actual writer.
Right. A writer / comedian to be funny on Twitter.
Yeah. And it works great.
What do you know? They're funny in real life. They're also funny on Twitter.
I would like to meet the guy who runs the Wendy's Twitter, though. That guy is harsh. Like that.
Yeah.
Like when you think of like Jeff, like I imagine like he's the Jeffrey Ross of Twitter, like the king of mean, man. Like there's always sick burns on the Wendy's.
He's always
Twitter.
Roasting people.
Yeah,
man.
I love it.
Yeah, it's the best.
Roasting them like that chicken. Oh!
No!
Dave and Mahoney, Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys, thank you so much for a great night at Holiday Havoc. Ended up on stage with 30 Seconds to Mars, just kicking the balloons out there, had a great time. So thank you so much. Hopefully you guys have just as much fun tonight. Thank you.
Message deleted.
Boy, at, you know, before 8 a.m., thinking about going out again tonight doesn't seem like a great idea, but it's going to happen.
I mean, the show tonight.
Will we show up tomorrow is
no,
the real question.
No, you don't know.
We'll see.
I vote no. Can we get Bossy Rossi on the phone? Let's try to call him right now.
Can we?
Let's try to call him before 8 o'clock.
Can we just ask him if we can, like, take tomorrow off?
No, we're going to tell him that we're going to take tomorrow off because we work hard for this radio station.
Dial him up. Pull it up.
Ian, are you don't have his number memorized by now?
Do any of you have Ross's number memorized?
No. I don't think I have him on my phone. Like, my iPhone says maybe Ross Mahoney.
Searching from contacts.
Okay.
This is going to go over well, I'm sure.
Hopefully he answers.
Now, the question is, do I remember
how to
dial up? I
think you dialed 9 first.
Yes, right. 9 first.
Then 1.
And then the number.
And then his number is?
702.
Okay, let's see if this works. Okay.
You think he's even up?
Hell no, he's not up.
I think his phone on.
Ross Mahoney, leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Oh, really? Oh. Big time in us.
What?
Record your message.
This horse is son of a
when
bitch.
When you finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay.
What's up, you horse and son of a bitch?
Too good to take our call live on the air?
No. His phone is off.
Yeah, it's totally off.
So you're probably in jail right now. Just wanted to give you a heads up. We're not going to show up to work tomorrow.
We're feeling
under the weather.
Use one of those sick days I got left.
Achoo!
Achoo!
Achoo! Okay. That didn't work out quite as well as I hoped.
Oh, well.
All right. On to the next
one. But looking forward to tonight. I mean,
tonight's going
to
be awesome. 3-11.
Iration, Young the Giant.
Barnes-Courtney. Barnes-Courtney. Dreamers.
Yeah. Start to finish. Get there, like...
First band's on at 6:20.
And it's Barnes-Courtney.
Be there for Barnes-Courtney. Yeah, that's going to be a great
the
show.
Guy, yeah, like Grantson last night, you know.
Oh, these, man.
Don't miss it, man.
These early acts kill it, man, and it's going to be a good night, and the Pearl always
can't
amazing
wait to hang out
venue,
the palms,
sound
man.
There.
Yeah, I love it.
So I think a few tickets are still available, so if you want to come down, feel free to.
It's going
to
be a good time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up, fellas? Man, just listening to you guys talk about the Taco Bell hot sauce thing got me all fired up. The other day, I went to Taco Bell, you know, through the drive-thru, ordered a couple things. For me, it's like 2 to 3 sauce packets per item. But, like, after I say, all right, can I get a lot of hot sauce? And then when I pull forward, you know, get my meal, start pulling away, look in the bag, there's like 5 freaking hot sauce in there. I turn that bitch around, park in their parking lot, walk in, stare at them, and grab a handful of that hot sauce and put it in my bag and walk out. Yeah, take that.
Message
deleted. That is a boss move. That is a boss move.
Making eye contact.
So, serious question. Is this Matthew McConaughey that just called us?
Drive-through order. Couple things. For me, it's like 2 to 3 sauce packets per item. But
I mean, right?
I mean, if anybody's,
all right,
2 to 3 sauce packets on, could be Matthew McConaughey.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why does Joe Buck always look at the camera so weird when he's doing commentary? He's just sitting there with Troy, and while Troy's talking, Buck will just shoot the camera the weirdest look. I mean, it's like he's hitting on me or something.
Message deleted.
Just let it happen, man.
No, man. Joe Buck is a psychopath.
I will tell you, as somebody that does commentary, it is difficult to look at the camera in a normal way because you're looking at people, but you're just staring into a camera, and so you're like trying to look at it like it's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just a camera.
It's an inanimate object.
It's awkward. And so you always just end up like kind of with this unsure.
I don't feel like you have to look into the camera. Just talk to Troy Aikman while you're there.
Yeah. But
you know, if you've got somebody.
But you
want to
include the person in the conversation.
The person at home's not a part of that conversation. They're not talking back. Joe Buck is a creep.
Nah, Joe Buck's the man.
Speaking of creeps,
Bossy Rossi decided to call us back.
Oh.
What's up, man?
That's how you do me. You call me a creep? I mean,
first thing in the morning after a great night last night, you're going to call me a creep?
No. I was in jest. We wanted just to let you know that we're really excited about tonight as well. Holiday Havoc Night number 2 over at the Pearl Inside the Palms. 311 is headlining, Young the Giant. We just talked about this incredible lineup. And we also just wanted to give you a heads up that we're so looking forward to this tonight because we don't have to come to work tomorrow. So we can really just let loose and have a good time, right?
Wait, what do you mean you're not coming to work tomorrow?
I mean, it's not that we're not coming to work tomorrow. It's just we won't be on the air.
feeling like something that's coming down with the sickness.
You too?
Got a little bit of that disturbed.
Nope.
Hang on, let me ask you a question, Bossy Rossi. Are you gonna be on the air today?
No.
Oh, you're not.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Are you gonna be on the air tomorrow?
No. I won't be.
Were you on the air yesterday?
No.
Oh, you weren't. Oh, I see.
Wow.
I see.
What is it that you
what
do?
What would you say you do here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I put on 2 shows.
Oh, you put on 2 shows. I must have missed the part where you were performing last night.
He was so big. He big-timed us so big last night. He wouldn't even come on stage when the entire
staff. We were supposed to do the whole staff announcement for 30 seconds to Mars.
But not Ross.
This horse and son of a bitch didn't even come out there with us.
He was sitting on his palatial couch in the VIP.
Yeah.
And could not be bothered.
By the way, I sent him a couple of pictures last night of me in the nosebleed seats. Looking down upon him 500 rows in front of me in the VIP section. You son of a bitch.
Listen, even when you guys went on stage for 30 seconds tomorrow, you just went on stage and rambled. You were drunk. You were slurring your words. You made fun of Mahoney's shirt, and then you...
He didn't make fun of my shirt.
I didn't make fun. I pointed it out that it's a beautiful shirt. And also... You wouldn't know this because you didn't actually go on stage with us.
You were Mahoney shaming him.
There was a weird feedback where like the sound was bouncing off, and so you couldn't even hear. You would hear what you said like 2 seconds after, and so yes, I was drunk, but it's not because I was drunk that I was messing up what I was saying. It's because I couldn't think because I would hear myself a half a second after I said something.
You can't do that.
Yeah, it's
like
difficult.
when your voice gets fed back a half second later or 2 seconds later, it is physically impossible
Focus
to talk.
Is over.
And how dare you shame me in my stage announcement when you were too good to go on stage?
I wasn't too good. I was tired.
Oh, speaking of tired, we're not coming to work tomorrow.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what I think happened at that burger place is that somebody recognized Mahoney and gave him a little special sauce on that burger.
Message deleted.
That is very possible.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
John Cecenti is joining us here in the X107.5 studios, and we just met. Very nice to meet you, finally, face-to-face. But he walked in and said, man, I know I just met you guys, but all of you look like hell. It's a long night last night.
I thought I was the only one. Yeah.
No, man.
Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's good to finally be in here with you guys.
We have a big event coming up here in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Bowl. And I suspect that, you know, as the years have gone along, that the Las Vegas Bowl has become a bigger deal because more people just want to come to Las Vegas and hang out. But you put a great college football game in Las Vegas, you get people flying in from all around the country.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate the last few years. It's continued to grow and grow and grow, and we put ourselves in a really good position to be ready for that new stadium to open and then take that next big step.
Yeah. That's confirmed already, though?
We're going to move to the new stadium.
That's going to be
the new lineup, the new matchup, and what the game looks like. That is not confirmed. We're still working on it. But, you know, this game has traditionally been quite honestly, the game was started by accident. It was how do we get people to come to Las Vegas the week before Christmas, which was the only dead week of the year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this thing grew into something kind of monstrous. And now, you know, we're doing $30, $35 million in economic impact for the city
the week before
Christmas. So it's keeping people in hotels working. It's keeping people kind of the city going and staying open.
Yeah, that's a tough riddle to figure out, right? It's like the week before Christmas, everyone has to travel for Christmas or that's the only time that they get off. How on earth could you possibly get people to come to Las Vegas and enjoy themselves? Well, just tug on the heartstrings of their college football fandom, and they'll come here and enjoy themselves. But people really genuinely seem to have a good time when they come to Las Vegas because, you know, like I went to South Carolina, and my brothers are big fans, and they always go to the Outback Bowl in Tampa. Nothing against Tampa, but would you rather come to Las Vegas or go to Tampa? I think it's a pretty easy answer. The fact that you guys are going to move to the new stadium, that's going to be huge. I imagine that the games will just continue to grow as far as the level of teams that you'll be able to put in the Las Vegas Bowl. How does that work, though?
So the way it works is you have to have conference contracts that you have to lock up. So we're out shopping right now. The beauty about it, for the first time ever, we're the pretty girl at the dance. We went to all these spring meetings and conference meetings. Everybody wanted to talk to us. Everybody said, you got the NHL, you got the NFL coming, you got this new stadium coming. We want to talk to you guys. We want to see what it's about. So it's going to be good. I can't say for sure, but you may see your South Carolina Cox here one day sometime soon.
Okay.
That might actually happen.
That'd be nutty.
Go Cox.
Yeah, man. You're allowed to say that when you're talking about
South Carolina. It's perfectly okay.
Say more with more enthusiasm.
I mean, Sylvia's like, I agree. Go Cox. I mean, if you were to make a shot in the dark, would that be an interconference game with South Carolina for a bowl, or would that be SEC matchup?
No, it would be against another conference. We're right now we're partnered up with the Pac-12. We have the Mountain West, the Big Ten's interested. Like there's a number of conferences across the country that now all of a sudden want to look at Vegas. And quite honestly, the stigma of forever nobody wanted to touch Vegas in the sports world.
Because it was so sinful.
Oh, there's gambling.
Yeah.
There's sports gambling. We can't go there. And all of a sudden, now the floodgates have opened that it's okay to be here now. The NCAA is okay to come. The NFL is okay to come. The NHL is okay to come. So it's the stigma's gone.
And is that going to be the first year that the stadium's up and running with
2020
with the Raiders? Yep. So I mean, that's not far.
No, it's not.
Do you think that we'll see like an NCAA championship here in Las Vegas as the years roll on?
Yeah, I think what you're going to see first is I think you'll see a regional type event.
Yeah.
Now that you have T-Mobile, you have a world class arena. They'll test it out with like either a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 or kind of a regional NCAA game.
Yeah.
If everything goes smooth there and everything's there, that kind of will open the door for everything. And then I do think you'll see a Final Four at the Raider Stadium at some time soon.
That Raider Stadium is going up so fast, too.
Oh, man.
Every time I drive by, I'm like, man, where do they get all that steel? That's amazing.
I get giddy every time I drive
by. I do, too, man.
I
can't wait.
So, obviously, that's a couple of years down the road, but let's talk about what's happening here in Las Vegas for the people here in our fine city that want to attend the Las Vegas Bowl this year.
Well, it's Saturday the 15th.
Yep.
The one thing that I tell everybody is any experience you've ever had out at Sam Boyd Stadium, throw it out the window. Because everything we do there, we don't want to be like UNLV. We don't want to be like this year. We have Arizona State and Fresno State, two great teams, both great fan bases. Both are going to travel really well. But we don't want to be like their home games either. We want to make this a special event. We want to make this a unique event. And we want to put a Vegas twist on it.
So unlike
most college football games, we have a DJ out there. We have an entertainment stage where we have acts from Absinthe and Opium and all the Vegas shows going on throughout the game where people are performing throughout the game, bringing that Vegas flair to it.
Well, and you really need that because ASU is not known as a party school or anything like that.
No, not at all.
They don't know how to have a good time.
No.
Yeah,
a little bit of Shades of the Waste Management Open, you know, because if we're bringing stuff from Arizona here.
right? Yeah.
It's amazing how many guys come up to me and they're like, we're so excited about ASU. Great job. And I'm like, why are you excited about ASU? The answer, every one of them, they have the hottest co-eds.
I'm so excited
to go to the game.
You're like, you creep, you're 38. Right.
That's exactly what I said.
So where can people get tickets?
Our website, lvbowl.com.
Yep.
And as of today, we've sold about 32,000 tickets.
Wow,
so there's
that's
not
great.
A ton left. So if you're thinking about going, do not wait until the very Vegas. We get very spoiled with tickets here in Las Vegas. People think they could just roll up at the very last minute. And get tickets or they have a guy. I get that.
A guy.
Yeah.
Are you the guy for this normally? And you're like, leave me alone.
You'd be surprised how many texts I got.
I bet.
Of course.
And I finally get to use who dis.
Who dis? New phone. Who dis? It's your mother, John.
Who?
So it's not this Saturday, but it's next Saturday. Get out there and enjoy it. But like John said, get your tickets now.
Yeah, and we have a 3-hour party before the game, the Fan Fest from 9 to 12. It's just a full day of the pageantry and the magic that is college football.
A very
season.
Responsible Saturday.
Yeah.
Get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by today, man.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
all you do.
Dave and Mahoney.
Got a text here on the Centennial Toyota text line. Hey, it's Danielle from Henderson. I just want to say thank you for an amazing show last night. First time seeing 30 Seconds to Mars. I love Jared. Oh, and Sylvia last night, beautiful as always.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was a hard choice last night, or it was a hard decision for me to decide who had the better hair, Jared Leto or Sylvia. I mean, it was two magnificent manes on two beautiful people yesterday. I couldn't decide who had better hair.
If you had to choose to kiss one of them on the mouth, Jared Leto, right?
Sorry, Sylvia.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Smell of a fine teak wood.
No, I get it.
So on Thursday, sometimes you need some extra motivation, right?
Yes.
And that's why we go to the internet, to find that motivation. I'm sure just like all of us here in the studio, you also wake up first thing in the morning and you scroll through social media going, how will I ever be able to get out of bed for the day if I don't have some inspiration from all of these wonderful people on social media that definitely have their lives together?
Stable lives.
Totally should be taking life advice from them. Always. Let me get my fill of that right here, right now, and fire up the old internet machine.
There is nothing that is more annoying to me than the people that dub themselves as motivational speakers on the internet when they have no business motivating anyone, because clearly they don't know what they're talking about.
And Ian is a true web crawler. He yes. has searched the depths of the web to find these motivational speakers.
Only the finest. The top shelf of motivational speakers, if you will.
Today, we have a feature from, we're featuring Crystal Pepsi in this. Sorry.
Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
Is that a stripper?
Crystal?
Let's have Pepsi. A listen. These are wise words from the web.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Wise Words from the Web.
If you do not thrive, to be the best. If you do not push yourself to be the greatest, you will accomplish nothing. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want it?
We are going to try our best, okay? If you lose, don't worry. You can still train hard. It just needs training. If you win, don't get cocky, because you can still miss. Like how I just did right now.
You see, let me make it real simple and clear for you. If you fear failure, you fear life. Fear nothing. You never know what you can do unless you get up and go for it. Get up! Get up!
All right, I have one question. Are you stressed? You know what? You shouldn't be. You got this. You're the best. Work hard. Be confident. Eventually, you'll make it. Everything will be okay. Just take my advice. Look at me. I'm drinking Crystal Pepsi. I got a Subway sandwich. I had to grind hard to get where I am. I had to grind. This don't come easy. Pardon my French, but trust me.
That was another edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Web.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm fired.
Dude,
up.
I am pumped.
Ready to go.
Where the hell did you find a Crystal Pepsi in 2018? I am impressed.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, they finally wanted to put this debate to a rest. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not?
Yes.
And so a poll was done, and it was published earlier this week. And 62% of American adults say they do not consider Die Hard to be a Christmas movie.
But isn't it, like, in the middle of Christmas?
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Hello.
That is what Santa says.
Clearly, that yeah, is exactly what Santa
yeah.
says.
Santa also says, yippee-ki-yay.
Mother effer.
Yeah.
62% of American adults are idiots. Plain and simple.
It's set in Christmas.
America also voted Taco Bell the best Mexican restaurant in the country. So, America, your...
Name a better one. America got that right.
America did not get that right, Dave.
They did.
America,
Taco Bell?
I'm done listening to your votes.
It is.
You've lost voting privileges. Much like recommendations and Ian with me, he's lost those privileges. America has lost right to tell me
no,
what
I'm
is
talking
what.
Quantity over quality, maybe, with Taco Bell. I'm not saying it's the best Mexican food out there, because clearly it's not. I'm saying per capita, I have enjoyed Taco Bell more than any other Mexican restaurant on the face of the earth because I have somewhat enjoyed it many times as opposed to really enjoying a Mexican restaurant once or twice or five times throughout the course of my
life. The only time you eat Taco Bell, Dave, because you traditionally don't eat fast food,
right,
is when your ass is drunk.
And how often am I drunk?
Quite a bit.
There you go. One more time with the bell, please. Thank you.
Daddy drinks because you make him do. Die Hard is a movie. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Yeah. It is a Christmas movie tradition in my household, and it will continue to be. And, I mean, until we probably have kids. And then probably
not to hold off on that.
Like 10, 12. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like that debate's never going to end. And
probably not.
No.
So cops are on the hunt for suspects who broke into the home of L.A. Chargers tight end Antonio Gates over the weekend while his kids were inside the house.
It was horrible.
Surveillance cameras at the house captured multiple suspects climbing a gate and stalking around the property over the weekend. The men targeted the garage where they stole a number of items and rummaged through some of his high-end cars, including a Rolls Royce, all while the kids were at home. The burglars never thankfully made contact with the family, but they stole a bunch of stuff, including a hoverboard belonging to one of his kids. The cops
have
the surveillance footage and
who
are looking for the suspects.
Did they run away on that?
Also,
they got a TV strap for their back.
It seems like in 2018, burglaring would be not at the top of most people's list for things to do because everyone has security cameras now.
Yeah, surveillance.
And on top of that, the stuff that you're stealing, like electronics and TVs, like I was talking to a friend last night. He got a 4K 70-inch TV for $650 on Black Friday.
Like, why risk getting shot over a cheap-ass TV?
And a hoverboard.
To kind of expand upon that, I feel like Texas does it right. Somebody stealing stuff from your house, you can shoot them.
Shoot them.
I feel like the penalty for home invasions and stealing in general needs to be much higher. Like, especially even when it comes to personal property. You know, like, when if you are going into somebody else's house, invading their sanctum, like, the penalty on that needs to be steep.
You're naughty.
Is that what you say after you shoot them?
Yeah.
Like that's your out?
You're naughty.
Is that Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So creepy, man.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Well, he's dead now, so he's less creepy.
No, it makes it more creepy.
You're naughty. All his creepy glory.
All right.
So, ex-MTV host Matt Pinfield.
Who we love.
Yeah, nice guy. Nice guy. Got hit by a car.
This sucks.
Yeah. Wasn't good. On Monday night in Los Angeles, he was taken to the hospital where he was treated for a broken leg in two places, lacerations to his head that required stitches. He underwent surgery. Now in stable condition, he appears to be in good spirits. He is going to begin physical therapy. The driver that hit him says it was not a hit-and-run situation, but we'll have to wait to see how this develops. But the good news is that our old buddy Matt Pinfield is going to be okay.
I mean, broken leg in two places. Really got to not be paying attention to if you hit Matt Pinfield.
Yeah.
Because he is... At night, he glows.
He's pretty shiny.
You're naughty.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He's a beacon in the night. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. He looks like a streetlight.
Son of a... Love it. Mother... It's bleeped. Bull...
Jennifer is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Jennifer. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. So, have you heard this game before?
Yes, I believe so.
All right. It's fairly simple. I mean, these are clips that have been in the news recently. They're just three audio clips, and none of them are dirty at all. We've just strategically put a couple of bleeps in there, and you're just trying to figure out what's being talked about. So, I'll play you the audio clip. I'll kind of set up what, you know, who's talking, and I'll play you the audio clip. And then after that, I'll give you a multiple choice as to what it could be and play the clip for you one more time before you make your guess. I have three for you in total. If you get two out of these three correct, you're going to win today, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so clip number one is Johnny Depp, and you're trying to figure out what Johnny Depp thought that Tom Hanks was going to do. So this is, again, Johnny Depp talking about Tom Hanks doing something.
They found me, and maybe they want me. Something, I don't know. So I opened the door. I said, how do you do? And they said, is Tom Hanks here? Does he here? I said, what? They said, does Tom Hanks here? And I said, no, not yet. And I was convinced that Hanks would me.
So did Johnny Depp think that it was possible that Tom Hanks was going to A, steal his house, B, steal his role, or C, punch him? Let's play the clip one more time before you make your guess.
They found me, and maybe they want me. Something, I don't know. So I opened the door, I said, how do you do? And they said, is Tom Hanks here? Does he here? I said, what? They said, does Tom Hanks here? And I said, no, Not yet. And I was convinced that Hanks would me.
So did he think Tom Hanks was going to steal his house, steal his role in a movie, or punch him?
It sounds like it would be steal a role.
Steal a role is correct. Edward Scissorhands. He thought that Tom Hanks was going to steal his role as Edward Scissorhands, which would have been ruined the whole movie, right?
Yeah.
Would be, Tom Hanks is way too good for that.
There are certain movies that like they just need to be played by that person. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Like I was a huge Jim Carrey fan back in the day. Loved Ace Ventura and The Mask and Dumb and Dumber and all that stuff. And I thought that the first movie where I was disappointed in Jim Carrey is in Cable Guy.
Oh, I love Cable Guy.
Do you know who was supposed to play the role of Cable Guy?
Who?
Chris Farley.
Oh, wow.
And Chris Farley would have been awesome in that role.
That would have been amazing.
Jim Carrey was creepy in that part. Chris Farley would have been like lovable and endearing.
No, that wasn't the whole thing. It was supposed to be creepy.
No, Jim Carrey made it creepy.
It was supposed to be creepy.
Initially. It was just like he was coming over. It's Chris Farley. He's the cable guy.
Jim Carrey was
creepy from the beginning.
No, I would love to see a dark Chris Farley. That would have been so much better.
You're both idiots.
That movie was good. It's underrated. Matthew Broderick.
Anyway, you got one point, Jennifer. Here we go on to number two. This is Lindsay Lohan, and you're trying to figure out what Lindsay Lohan is promoting, okay?
Okay. You have to be the best of the best. Lindsay's. I want to build an empire here. Did you me? Lindsay Lohan's club.
What? Oh, boy.
Is Lindsay Lohan promoting A, her new reality show, B, her new hookup app, or C, her new club in Miami? One more time.
You have to be the best of the best. Lindsay's. I want to build an empire here. Did you me? Lindsay Lohan's club.
Oh, boy.
All right. You can win it right here with the correct answer. Is she talking about her new reality show, her new hookup app, or her new club in Miami?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think it's going to be a hookup app. What was the first one again?
Her new reality show, her new hookup app, or her new club in Miami?
New club in Miami?
New club in Miami for the win is incorrect.
What was it?
It was her new reality show. She has a new reality show coming to MTV about her stupid club over in Greece.
Prague or whatever.
It's somewhere in Greece.
Is she going to be dancing?
I hope so.
I was hoping it was she had a hookup app that I didn't know about.
The Lindsay Lohan herpy app or something. All right. So you didn't get that one correct. It's okay, though. You have one more to go, but you have to get this last one right to win, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
All right. So this last one is Jeopardy, and you're trying to figure out what type of athlete that Alex Trebek is talking to, okay?
Okay.
I, as Scar of David, tried to think of a name for you. So we came up with a couple of options. You could be Impalex Trebek, Alex Trebek, or the very simple double.
That would be exciting. Thank you for me.
So polite. Alex Trebek talking to a WNBA player, a professional shuffleboard player, or a roller derby girl? Final time here. Let's listen to it one more time. Again, you're trying to figure out what type of athlete he's talking to.
I, as Scar of David, tried to think of a name for you. So we came up with a couple of options. You could be Impalex Trebek, Alex Trebek, or the very simple double.
That would be exciting. Thank you for me.
So is it a WNBA player, a professional shuffleboard player, or a roller derby girl?
Ooh, I'm so nervous. I'm going to say roller derby.
Roller derby girl for the win. Is that correct? It is. Congratulations to you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
I would pay good money for an app or a CD of Alex Trebek just saying dirty phrases. Right?
What would you download first? That app or the Lindsay Lohan hookup app?
Oh, if I was single?
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Lindsay will just show up at your house anytime.
Dancing.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah. Let's go out.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news
So what could possibly go wrong here? Scientists can now see thoughts of rats using a brain map. Researchers have revealed they can tell exactly what rats are thinking by observing the activity in their brains. Yes, seeing someone's thoughts.
Like that.
Can we stop with that technology?
Yeah, like just, stop researching that immediately.
Stop it right
there
now.
There is going to be no good results. I mean, at what point?
What's the benefit of it? I would think like stopping criminals or
we already got lots of systems in place for that.
They have. I mean, the only thing that you like if you were trying to get information out of a bad person, but the problem is this is going to be used to get information out of good people as well. That's the scary part.
There is something to be said for a well-kept secret.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of well-kept secrets that actually do a whole lot of good as opposed to bad.
Yeah.
And so revealing everything that there is to know is a horrific idea. I mean, like, really, I think that it could be like the end of humanity.
Yeah, because then our privacy, like we already have Facebook, like all of the information is just out there.
And how well has that served humanity?
Not
very,
at all.
Very poorly, right?
Yeah.
Like the more information that is out there and accessible by people, the more that they know about you, it doesn't lead to further respect. It leads to disrespect, and it leads to discounting opinions that do matter.
The way that they're going to sell this is that it's for our safety. You know,
that's like, how they sell us on everything.
It's all for your
safety. This huge invasion of privacy. Oh, it's so you're safe. You know what? I'll take my chances.
We did a story a couple weeks ago about there's an artificial intelligence algorithm out there that's predicting crime before it happens. Like that is literally like we are approaching
Minority Report. Yes.
Yeah, it is bizarre. And, you know, it just reminds me, and it's a very true statement. You know, 200 years later, Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Because there's no way you can keep everybody safe at all the time. And why are we giving up our rights to do so? It's just, it's scary as hell.
Scary as hell.
I think it's going back to what you said. Also, like it'd be the end of humanity. Because
If you actually knew the thoughts of the people that you were closest to, you wouldn't love them anymore because they're all terrible.
I know why do you think I don't love myself? I know
right,
my
I
thoughts.
Know who I am, and I am awful.
Horrible.
Why do you think I drink so much?
Though,
wow.
Okay? Boy, that was really honest.
Yeah, you okay?
They're using this on animals. Would you want to know what your dog is thinking?
See, I would want to. Yeah.
I bet your dog hates you. I bet your dog hates you.
He doesn't have a dog. He's a cat.
I bet that all of our dogs hate us.
Yeah.
What if we found that out? That would be crushing.
I feel like that would be the downfall of mankind.
Like, what if your dog is actually like, I'm just going to use this bitch to get some chow.
Yeah. Give me chow, bitch.
Look at you. Oh, I love you so much.
I really
enjoy going to the park with you. Please throw the damn ball
Why
again.
Why don't you go pick up
I
my poop?
I love chasing this.
Pick up my poop. Do it. That's what the dogs are thinking.
I think that's the only good thing that would come out of this.
You find out your dog's sexually attracted to Mahoney for some reason. I would just
like
be
Bailey
so upset.
Like no, into him.
My buddy's got a wiener dog that loves to try to hump my elbow.
What's Mahoney's number?
Bailey. Well, give me some of that Mahoney.
You got any nudes?
Bailey.
Jesus, Bailey.
No. Bad dog.
So a retiree discovered that he was terminally ill and decided that he was going to sell drugs to pay for his funeral. This is real life Breaking Bad, right?
Sounds like it.
I mean, that's, if you're not familiar with the Breaking Bad story, that's basically
Walter gets cancer.
Yep. And next thing you know, he's like, screw it.
Selling meth.
He's going to start selling meth. A 61-year-old from Northern Italy told a judge on Tuesday that after he found out that he was terminally ill, he decided that he was going to start slinging drugs. They found a half ounce of cocaine in his car, wrapped and ready to be sold. Police said the drugs were found in tubes meant to carry vitamin C tablets. The retiree also was carrying about $1,000 in cash, according to investigators. So, I mean,
do you lock him up if he's terminally ill and trying to buy a casket for his funerals? Aren't cheap. If, like, I know it's sad and it's morbid to think about, but if you prepay for your funeral, it will save your family so much trouble and grief.
No, I wanted to be really sad and really poor.
Nah, man, like,
really feel the sting like of me not being there.
Because you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right.
I'm dead. I don't care.
See how much I did for this family, right? I planned everything. That's paid for everything. See, and now
then,
I'm dead.
Then they don't. You don't what? Get to pick what happens. They'll like if you want to be buried, they'll cremate you.
I don't care at all.
If you want to be cremated, they'll bury
his casket.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say I want to be cremated and have my ashes spread at some really inconvenient and unglamorous. Yeah, all four. No, like seven lakes in the Midwest. For no reason at all. Just so they have to go to Missouri.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How many cups are too many cups? My wife insists on having 200 pint glasses in the house. I mean, we use them, but there's bound to be at least 20 that have probably been sitting there for the 2 years. I mean, let's say we have 35. I mean, is that too many?
Message deleted.
It's an excellent question. I don't know about you guys, but I have this bad habit of keeping even like old plastic cups.
Yeah.
You know what the ones that I'm talking about that have like some sort of logo from some sort of event? And I'm like, I never use these.
You don't drink out of, when do you ever drink out of plastic cups traditionally?
Normally it's on the go, so I'll just grab a bottle of water out of the fridge. Same. And I mean, like, bottled water is so cheap.
At Costco, it's $3 for
enormous case of them. Yeah, so like, what's the point of even like going over to the cupboard and getting a cup and then putting ice in it and getting it out of the fridge when replacing the filter on a fridge, first off, is a huge pain in the ass, and secondly, is $758.
Yeah. Like, For whatever reason. Why is it so much?
Why is it so expensive, and why can I never get it in right the first time on so many levels in life? But specifically, bottled water is a lot easier, but point is, I have all these cups that I just refuse to
throw away. Pint glasses, I feel like, are even harder to throw away.
Right, because they have like a value to them.
Yeah, but you're like, this was made and crafted somehow.
It has the sentimental value as well. You're like, oh, well, I love this brewery that I've never heard of that, you know, has their logo on the side.
The logo's like really cool.
Even that, sometimes like promotional, like the Christmas gifts, like the Jägermeister you get, and they come with glasses, and everybody thinks that's a great gift, and
also,
it's not.
Further on this whole idea of like wasted shelf space when it comes to cups, is there a bigger waste of a shelf in your entire house than the shelf in your cabinet that has the shot glasses on it?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are you actually doing shots at your house? I mean, like once a year maybe, like
New
when
Year's?
You have people over or something.
That's like a big maybe.
But like maybe once a year you're using a couple of them. But instead, we all get suckered and you're like, oh, I went to Tahoe. I got to get a shot glass from here. And we have a whole shelf that's just wasted.
I buy my dad shot glasses.
You do, see? Because it's a great convenient little keepsake. And he never
uses
them.
No, but he has
them.
It like in his little man cave. Like he has like a bar.
Well, that's,
so I just like kind of decorate it for
cupboard.
Him.
Yeah. But still. I'm with you. I got a cupboard shelf that's only shot glass.
When's the last time you took a shot at your house?
I don't know. Years.
Like, totally
I don't even have liquor to shoot at the house. Like,
if there
I have
was
bourbon.
One person here that was most likely to do shots at their house, it's definitely Ian.
No, I don't drink hard liquor.
You don't drink hard liquor?
No.
You're drinking hard liquor last night.
No, I was drinking beer last night.
Oh, that was your girlfriend that was doing that.
Yeah, what are you doing, Dave?
You don't drink hard liquor at all?
No, but...
That's probably a good idea, though.
Thank you.
You don't ever drink hard liquor?
No. Well, I used to back in the day, but then I you know,
then
I made some decisions.
Then it ruined your life?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you right there.
I'm almost there.
But I have 40 shot glasses in my house.
You still have 40 shot glasses.
I don't know why.
Perfect.
If anyone needs one, let me know.
Yeah. Did you ever try to do the Century Club? Do you remember that?
Where you do 100 shots or whatever, 100
shots
of beer?
Malt liquor.
Oh, malt liquor?
It's malt liquor in an hour.
Ugh.
Or it's 100 in a, it's 100 shots of malt liquor in like 100 minutes.
In 100
it's either
minutes.
100
minutes it's one a minute, yeah. The power hour is malt liquor, and that's one shot a minute for an hour.
Yeah, that is.
We used to do that on the air.
That was a really, was really bad radio. Yeah.
Good radio.
Should we bring that back?
Yeah, the malt liquor power hour? Yeah.
Sylvie gets to do it this time.
Yeah!
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did any of your families do game nights? I mean, my parents used to force us to sit down one day a week and play, like, Monopoly or something. I mean, I like, want to try it later on when I have kids, but I'm afraid that they'll think I'm dumb because, like, let's be real. No one really plays board games anymore.
Message deleted.
You want to feel dumb? Try Trivial Pursuit. Even as an adult. Tricky. Did they update that? Like, has it gotten progressively... Has anyone tried, like, modern... Trivial Pursuit?
I mean, I had the one that I had when I was a kid.
Like, the one as a kid, though, but it was all, like, 80s trivia and 70s trivia
sure
before.
They have
many versions of Trivial Pursuit. Yes.
Are you good at it?
I'm excellent at it. Are if anybody you? Wants to challenge me.
What's that is brain
there any,
one?
Is there any board games that you
Cranium.
Guys...
Cranium.
Oh, Cranium. Cranium is good. Cranium's good until you memorize all the cards, because you can play it like three times and you know all the answers.
I'm happy to say I'm excellent at Taboo. I know it's not really a board game, but as far as, you know, games that you'd play on game night, Taboo, look out.
I picked you for a board game, Sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the little...
Yeah. No, that's
the Trouble.
That's Trouble.
That's
Trouble. Yeah. Like, Sorry's where you run them over.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like that game. Okay.
Hey, have you guys ever played Settlers of Catan?
I've heard that's good.
Oh,
I have.
It's fun.
Is that one that lasts a long time, too? Is that like a Risk?
It lasts a while because you're playing like with other people, and there's like a negotiation because you're trying to get certain resources to build what you have to get a certain number of points. Uh-huh. But you have to negotiate with people. Like, I'll trade you 2 sheep for 3 pieces of lumber. And so, it becomes a fun game of, like, haggling with people. Mm-hmm. And then they're just stonewalling you and ruining your life.
We never did, a family game night at my house. But I had a group of friends in high school. There was, like, 6 of us that would either play, like, spades or hearts. But then we got into Risk, and it basically ruined the friendship.
Really?
Like, we had to stop. We had to stop playing Risk because it got way too intense. Everybody was angry, and it, like, ruined game night for, like, a solid month because we were playing the same game.
I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Playing games, whatever the game is, with my mother-in-law is a nightmare because she's so competitive that she always gets pissed.
Oh, that's the worst.
And so, like, we're all sitting around.
But you're competitive, too,
that's the problem is that I'm competitive,
too.
Everyone's drunk on wine, and next thing you know, like, she's yelling at everyone, and I'm yelling back. I'm like, that definitely counts as a point, Shelly.
What game are you playing?
I mean, sometimes it's Taboo, categories, you know. I mean, like, the ones where it's like open to interpretation are the worst, because then you're like haggling whether or not that point should count, or if somebody's
Your
cheating.
Poor wife.
Oh, my wife's just like, God, I hate my family.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's one band that you love that would shock the people that know you? Me? I'm a big fan of the Wiggles.
Message deleted.
What did he say?
He said, what is one band that you love that would shock people if they found out?
Oh, that would shock people.
He said he loves the Wiggles.
The Wiggles?
The Wiggles.
Did you know somebody in the Wiggles?
Yeah, Sam. One of the original Wiggles.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got kicked out, I think.
Yeah. How do you get kicked out of the Wiggles?
I don't know.
Where are you going?
There's a story.
Yeah, poor Sam. I used to be a Wiggle. There's nothing cool about that. Like, you're not getting laid as a former Wiggle.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a bit of an issue here. Men could end up with their junk being a very important half inch shorter than usual if their parents expose them to a chemical used in non-stick frying pans, which explains a lot. Mom and Dad, thanks a lot. Everything was in a non-stick frying pan. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
You know,
non-stick everything, like Teflon in the 80s was like the greatest thing ever.
So that's what's causing
the shortage.
So how is this happening?
Well, scientists have found that the chemicals called PFCs can interfere with male hormones that lead to junk being significantly shorter and thinner.
Thinner.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh,
no.
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 No. Yeah.
They said that the study found that young men who grew up in an area with a lot of the PFCs have junk that is 12.5% shorter and 6.3% thinner than other men. Sylvia, you have reacted twice to one particular part of this study, which tells us a decent amount about what we needed to know. So thank you for weighing in on that multiple times.
Way to make us feel good about ourselves.
Can you imagine the scientists that did this study, too?
How do you even begin to put these two together? Or see the correlation? You're like, well, there's these nonstick frying pans and tiny junk over here.
There's a scientist that is sitting there just racking his brain going, God cannot be this cruel. Something happened. What was it?
I'm going to find
something it. Something happened.
He's looking around the kitchen. Just, what is it? What is it?
Is it a toaster? It's not a toaster. All right, move on. What's next? Non-stick frying pans. I knew it.
The devil. So do you just
12.5% shorter. And
yeah, that's significant.
That's significant.
Do you just buy, like, if I buy a sticky frying pan, well, can I reverse?
Can you reverse it?
Can I reverse this problem?
You just take a nonstick frying pan and you're like, bong, 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 hit yourself. I'm sorry. How do I reverse this
fortune? You don't need the pills then.
Well, speaking of junk, okay. Let's move on to another very important story. Mars missions may be all female to avoid astronauts having sex during the 1.5-year journey. Why? Like, well, if astronauts want to...
If you're an astronaut and you're in space for a year and a half and you are having, you got chemistry going on with another astronaut?
Yeah. Before I went to space, I was just known as a tronaut. No? All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You were really confident.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I felt good about it.
Okay.
You guys are sons of bitches.
No, we're not.
Anyway, a frying pan. Bong, bong, bong.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
See, that was funny.
Just keep bouncing around the genital region until you get a laugh. That's the formula for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Sorry to pull the curtain back, but there it is.
We're a simple folk.
Yeah, doesn't take a lot. Here's Filter, take a picture. X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I was angry last night. I was like eating...
After Holiday Havoc?
Yeah. My fiance was not super happy with me. I don't know why I started talking politics.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, God. If you know the answer to that, we should probably listen to it one more time.
Oh, my God.
702-791-1075. Tickets for Mayhem and Mesquite, which is always a great time, coming up next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be out there calling those fights. I love going out to Mesquite. I love the Casablanca.
Yeah.
It's just, it's old school Vegas, man. Yeah, that's what I love out there.
Vegas
the fights.
Used to be.
And
that's right.
Yeah. Tough enough, man. They really do. It's the best amateur mixed martial arts promotion in the country, hands down. I was angry last night. I was like eating.
After Holiday Havoc?
Yeah. My fiance was not super happy with me. I don't know why I started talking politics.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. You were eating it while you were talking politics?
Well, I was hangry. Uh-huh. So it was like right as
just
I started, sat
just
down.
Just going to town.
Because
huh?
We were talking on the phone like while I was like in line getting this food.
Uh-huh.
And, I was talking to another friend about politics last night at the show, and it got me all riled up.
Uh-huh.
And it spilled over to the home. And, after, a beverage or two, plus, being hangry and not eating in 12 hours.
Sure, yeah.
It all came together in that.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name? Oh, all right. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Buddy.
Buddy, what's the correct answer?
Taco Bell.
That's right. Close it.
There's tacos.
We didn't specify. We just said that you were eating tacos.
Yeah,
so
we didn't say
you
that.
Win.
We didn't
Congratulations say to you, man.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It's not that amazing.
What are you doing, buddy?
what just happened?
What's happening over there? Did you fall over?
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We're going to go take a nap.
Yeah.
We'll see you tonight.
Long ass nappy.
We are going to fire things back up for night number two of Holiday Havoc.
Woo, 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 woo.
If you're there early, look for us. We'll probably be at the Shark Bar.
We'll be at the Shark Bar getting
having some beverages. Yep. No shots.
No shots.
No shot. We will drink beer. No shots.
We can't do one shot?
No. One shot leads to.
Two shots, which leads to 20 shots every time. Yeah. We have no self-control.
None whatsoever.
No shots.
We know ourselves better than this.
Maybe just one shot.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.